This week, we're introducing a new team at NPR that will cover race, ethnicity, and culture. We're here with Gene Demby, who's the team's lead blogger. Gene, thanks for coming in.
Hey, David. Good to talk to you again.
It's good to talk to you, too. Okay, so tell me about your blog, the name of it.
Okay, our blog and our team is called Code Switch.
Code Switch. Okay, you got to explain this to us.
Code switching is basically the practice of shifting between different languages or different ways of speaking or expressing yourself in a conversation with someone. So when I'm speaking with you in Morning Edition, I might say, we've just started this really interesting blog about race, ethnicity, and culture, and you should check it out. But if I were talking to my friends in Philadelphia, I would say, you know, this Code Switch joint we've been talking about for a minute, it's about to go live. I need you to holler at it.
Whoa. It's like a different language.
Right.
I'm from Pittsburgh. I mean, I might say to someone on a Sunday, Yins going to the Steelers game.
Do you say Yins?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll totally say Steelers instead of Steelers because that's, you know, a different kind of speaking, I guess. I mean, I feel like this came up when President Obama went to that chili place, and I think we have a clip of that.
Where's my team? No, we straight.
He said, no, we straight. He was telling the guy to keep the change. And that was the president code switching. Other presidents have done it, too. George Bush would affect a pronounced Southern drawl. Bill Clinton especially would layer on this, like, very syrupy accent in order to kind of signal that it was just folksy, just regular people.
Yeah, I guess so. And do you feel like it's deliberate, or is it something that sort of happens naturally?
It can be deliberate, but a lot of times we're doing it inadvertently. It just happens subconsciously, reflexively.
Based on who we're talking to, where we are.
Exactly.
Okay, so this is the name for your team, your blog, covering race, ethnicity, culture. Why was this the name that you chose?
We decided to call it Code Switch because we thought it was a very good way to kind of evoke the dialogue we wanted to have between cultures. We all hopscotch between these very different ways of expressing ourselves. I spoke to a social linguist named Tyler Snevelin, who explained how this works.
Everyone has multiple styles. It would be really weird if you just spoke the same way all the time, no matter what was happening and who you were talking with. So you can switch between Hindi and English or Spanish and Portuguese. But you can also do what my mom does, which is when she gets angry, she gets a Southern accent.
Angry, she gets a Southern accent? Okay, so everyone does this, whether they know it or not.
Right. You speak more formally at work than you may speak at home with your friends. Or you may drop your G's at home. You may
say I'm running instead of running.
Absolutely. You're changing the way you speak in order to orient yourself to the people in the room or to the people you're speaking to. And we do this, you know, for a whole bunch of reasons. Over the last week, we asked readers at our blog to submit their best stories about code switching. We got hundreds of responses, and there was one that really stood out to us from a woman named Christy Chan in San Francisco. She grew up in rural Virginia, where she was one of very few Asian American people. And here's what she told us.
Sometimes even when I was speaking my perfect American-born English, people would look confused and say, I don't understand. Occasionally, school friends or teachers would even ask me to fake a Chinese or a Kung Fu accent. I pretty much always refused to do it until one night I was 16 and driving home on a Saturday night, and I was pulled over by the Virginia Highway Patrol. So the cop walks over to my car and he immediately just starts speaking to me like I was a foreigner. Do you know how fast you're going? And I didn't know what else to do, so I just tried playing along. And I said, no speaka English.
That's amazing. I mean, code switching is so much part of her life that I mean, she almost wants to have fun with it.
Right. And she didn't get a ticket, so I guess it worked.
I guess it did work.
Yeah.
Okay, so Code Switch is the name of the blog and the new team at NPR. You'll be covering issues like this, but it's sort of code switch is a window into a whole range of issues you guys will be looking at.
Yeah, we're not just talking about code switching. We're talking about race and ethnicity and culture. Later today on All Things Considered, we'll be bringing you a series of stories about changing races, genres and institutions and cultural spaces that are going through massive racial upheaval and how people are dealing with that.
Well, really excited to both hear and read all of your reporting, the whole team. It's Gene Demby from our new Code Switch team. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, man. Be easy. I'm playing.
Thanks, I like that.
All right.
And you can find the new team at npr.org/codeswitch.
Yeah, it's true, David. I lit a little bit of that Kentucky out every now and again.
A little bit of South. A little bit of South.
Anyway, we're glad you're with us on this public radio station, which brings you Morning Edition. You can continue following us in any language on social media. We're at Facebook. You can find David Green on Twitter at NPR Green.
And you can find Steve Inskeep at NPR Inskeep. And Steve, it's good to have you back in the studio. It was lonely in here while you were in Venezuela.
Glad to be here. Glad to be back at Morning Edition. It's Morning Edition from NPR News.